Thank you for joining us today on Rebirth for Love, where awareness brings clarity and clarity brings power. Today we have a special broadcast for you entitled, As the Body of Christ, We Stand. When I first started developing this platform as an overseer leader, God had to bring awareness in my life for those seasonal and lifetime helpers, his people, that I could no longer help him with selecting his people for the vision that was put before me. When I tried to help God, I had to sift out the bad seed. Once I had enough of my own understanding and judgment, I began to totally depend on God's wisdom and insight. From the Word of God, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thou path. I said, Lord, I just don't know who to trust for the foundation of this ark. But I believe in the vision and that you will provide the provision for what you have called me to do, what you have commanded me to do. Joshua 1 and 9, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thy dismayed. For thy Lord, thy God, is with thee wherever thy goest. So I said, Lord, I'm entrusting in you to enlarge the territory as you bless me. It is not about me, but it's about your glory. So I will continue to worship you, Lord, and remember who I am and whose I belong to. There is nothing too hard for you, Abba Father. I acknowledge you. For the people, sometimes, Lord, they come in camouflage. So I said, Lord, send your help. For this is your vision. While putting my request into the Lord, God put the name Judy Blatchley into my mind at least 3 times. Judy Blatchley, Judy Blatchley, and Judy Blatchley. Once I addressed Judy with the responses God had given me about her, she received the task God had put before her and has been faithful ever since. It's an awesome thing to rest and know that the vision is still moving forward according to God's plan with other members of the body as a united force. Have you ever had surgery on your right hand? Well, I have. When you have to train the left hand to do everything that the right hand was doing, that's what it's like to be an overseer and wear many hats to complete the duties of the entire body of Christ. But once the right hand has recovered, the pressure is taken off. And at that time, the extra pressure has been lifted. To make a long story short, thank you, Judy, for your obedience, which has lifted that extra pressure. The lesson learned here is there is nothing like being on one accord as the body of Christ to make a solid foundation where there is a flow in the vision of God, not chaos. I believe one of the biggest reasons that the body of Christ hasn't made a greater impact on our generation today is because of our failure to operate in the gift of the Holy Spirit in unity, where there is resistance, confusion, deception, division. The foundation will fall because there's too much pressure on that one when that one is not God. We have to acknowledge where the power comes from, that we are only the vessel, those that are willing vessels for God. Within the last couple of weeks, a member of the body of Christ on this platform struggled with severe illness. As nonprofits, we support charity events like MS, lupus, cancer, and sometimes those things tend to hit close to home, like on our platform. So we decided as the body of Christ to come together and uplift and empower. Judy Blatchley is a host on Healing Hearts Envisioned. She is also the business manager for the Rebirth for Love platform. Judy, we would like to allow God to minister to you. We have music artist Jay Arrington, Thomas, gospel recording artist Paulette Triplett, and the affiliate pastor Apostle Bernard Sampson. in part one of a two-part series. We will be airing part two within the next 2 days. Stay tuned for that update and announcement. As you listen to today's broadcast, the anointing shall flow and the sick shall recover and the broken shall be mended. The lost shall be found and those bound shall be set free. And all will be loved with the greatest gift called charity, God's unconditional love for all that hear it. So what we're saying to you today, Judy, after you hear part one and two, suit up with the whole arm of God. We need your back. Without further ado, let's get started, enjoy, and listen. And remember, we love you, Jesus.
Hello, Judy. My name is Jay, and I greet you in peace in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in whom we both abide, because the blood that he shed for me, he also shed for thee, and therefore I make intercession on your behalf.
Master, Commander, Creator of all things, I petition you, Lord, while you're near. Oh, Master, Commander, I ask that you bring to the Father this sinner's prayer.
Call upon thee, O Lord, and make intercession on behalf of thy servant Judy, and ask that you remember thy tender mercy, that you remember thy words of old, that you remember thy Son in whose name I come, whom thou wounded for our transgressions, and by whose stripes we are healed. For this cause I bow my knees unto you, Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, and ask that you would grant us, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, and that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto you, Father, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto you be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Master, commander, creator of all things, I petition you, Lord, while you're near. Oh, Master, commander, I ask that you bring to the Father this old sinner's prayer. Commander, creator of all things, I petition you, Lord, while you're near. Oh, Master, commander, I ask that you bring to the Father this
God bless you, Sister Judy. This is Paulette Triplett. Just want to give you a short message of comfort. Just be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, knowing that whatever you go through in life, that God is with you. And those are not just words, but he really is with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. One of my favorite scriptures that I believe and I cleave to with all of my heart is Isaiah 41:10. And I'm going to make it personal and put your name in it. Fear not, Judy, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee, Judy. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So be encouraged to hold on to what God's word says. And in Psalms 103, just for being his child, his benefits are, and he promises to forgive all your iniquities, to heal all your diseases, to redeem your life from destruction, to crown you with loving kindness and his tender mercies, and to satisfy your mouth with good things. Just know that you know that you know that God is a faithful God. He loves you. You're always on his mind. He says, my thoughts of you are not thoughts of evil, but to give you an expected end. And that expected end is healing. That expected end is strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And personally, I've learned that in every test and trial and challenge and storm of life that I've gone through, God will see to it, and he has seen to it that I recovered. And in the midst of it all, he showed me something new to discover. He's not a respecter of persons. He did that for me. He'll do the exact same thing for you as well. So just know that for your healing to manifest right now, that's an expression of his love. For he's your God of the deliverance. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Jireh, the provider of everything you could ever want or need in this life, in this moment, in the present, and in your future. Hallelujah. He's love motivated to heal you. He's love motivated to provide for you endlessly and continually. Hallelujah. So right now I speak peace to you, peace to your mind, to your spirit, to your body, strength in your mind and your body right now in the name of Jesus. There's nothing, hallelujah, impossible for him to do. And remember to praise him because that's a weapon. Hallelujah. You'll be surprised when you begin to praise him how worry, uncertainty, and fears were shut down. Just know God loves you. His blessings are continual just for you.
Making a change. We truly thank God for an opportunity to be able to speak before his people and to be able to give a word of encouragement to uplift the body of Christ. We thank God for you, Sister Judy, and we want to just give a word of encouragement. I bid you greetings. My name is Pastor Sampson, and I bid you greetings from the Stop Before Heaven Ministries. Just wanted to give a short word of encouragement just to uplift you and to make you understand and remember that God is yet with you. And I just wanted to give you, deposit this word that God had given me, and he had given me a title that I think will serve as a indicator to you that sometimes that things may seem like they're going downhill and things may seem that they're wrong and troubles on every side, but there's some things that we have to understand that God is yet in control. And I just, if I could, want to deposit this word to you. God gave me this, and he says, when you're living right, and there still seems to be trouble on every side, there's nothing that you've done wrong. But you have pissed the devil off. Amen. And sometimes when we get in that place where we feel, we wonder why we're doing everything we know how to do, we're trying to do everything to serve God the way we know we should and how His Word says we should, but it just still seems to be that there's trouble on every side, and you get to wondering what you did wrong, and people start to judge you, and they start to say, well, because you're not having the things that you used to have, or seems to be going down the wrong road, or things seem to be sliding off and falling off. You got sickness in your body, and people are looking at you and judging you and wondering what you did wrong to make God mad. I just want to encourage you, sis, there's nothing that you did to make God mad, but it's everything that you did for God to make the devil mad. And we need to understand that it is His job and His responsibility to make sure that when we are trying to live right for God, that we think that it is God that is doing things to us and that He is trying to come against us. But the Word of God tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that God says He knows the plans that He has for us. Not they're of good, not of evil. So we need to understand that our expected end is not an expected end of evil in God's eyes. So He's not going to do anything to us of evil. But we got to understand that when God is setting us up and when God is blessing, the devil is mad because it's our faithfulness to God that the devil doesn't like. So He's going to set up that snare and that trap for us to try to make us believe that God doesn't love us. So to make our friends, the enemy will try to use our friends to come against us to make us feel that He doesn't love us, or that some kind of way that He's mad at us, and we begin to question God, or we begin to question our circumstance and our situations. But let me let you understand, sis, that God still has the final say. He is still in charge and still in control. He still loves you, and I just encourage you to remain faithful to Him, because He is a restorer of everything that the devil tries to touch. He is a restorer of everything that the devil tries to take. He is a restorer before your friends that He tried to use to come against you. And every situation that you feel you're facing right now, I just encourage you to keep your head up and be everlasted up in the name of Jesus. And I ask you that you would just be encouraged. Just stay in His Word. Remain faithful to Him in this season, because everything surely is just for a season. Even though we don't understand it, the last thing that we can afford to do is think that God doesn't love us, or that God is somehow has left us. But we need to understand He is yet the closest to us when we are going through our situations and our problems, because He understands that the enemy's job is to make us think that God doesn't love us. And we just need to be strong and stay the course and keep our focuses left on Him. And I just want to give you this other piece of encouraging word. See, sometimes it's not the right thing to look at when we look at our circumstance, because looking at circumstance always prevents us from working toward purpose. And if we look at Romans 8:28, we know the Word of God says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. And that tells us that if God has called you and you have answered, then you should be working on purpose. So I want to encourage you, when you're focused on purpose, it will help you push through your circumstance. Don't focus on your circumstances. Focus on God's purpose, and He will see you through. God bless you, and heaven smile upon you.